morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
It's the show where we change games.
What?
And games change
us.
Oh,
I see. You're trying to be funny. I understand.
I have never been funny, and you know this.
I know. Yeah, it's true. No. Yeah.
You just laugh at my jokes out of our friendship.
Yes. Exactly.
Ouch.
Yeah.
We talk about video games on this show sometimes.
Yes.
And we collect video games in our everyday life. And yeah. Sometimes we play video games. And this is a moment to remember. I finished a game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long game.
Yeah.
But it was a good game.
Sure.
I liked it.
Okay. What's your name, though?
Oh, do the people need to know my name?
I guess so.
Well, they should know that I'm Megan.
Okay, wow.
And you?
Oh, my name's Alice.
Yeah, we never laugh at
it's
jokes.
A long day.
It's know. Been a... Yeah, you know what? It has been a long day.
Anyway.
Anyway. You recommended a game to me last week.
Yeah.
And it looked very, very cool.
Yeah.
It has some very cool Game Boy graphics that reminded us of Legend of Zelda on the Game Boy.
That's why I recommended it to you. Because I was like, this looks like the Legend of Zelda. And I think potentially it was sort of like a point and click Zelda is what it was. Maybe someone had mentioned it about. But yeah, I was like, Megan would like this. Not me, though. I think it looks nice, but just I don't. I don't hate pixel games. They just have to be real specific.
Well, this is Fallow by Ada Rook of Black Dresses from Toronto.
Oh, yeah. I know Black Dresses, actually.
Yes.
They're a band. Yeah.
They're a band. And, she did the soundtrack and was also the creator of the entire game and the story
cool.
of the game. So, yeah. A many talented person, and I definitely recommend checking out her music as well. It's very good. The soundtrack for this game is really good.
Yeah, that was one thing that you did mention. Yeah. I would assume then, is this game queer?
I would lean toward that. There's no explicitness, but there's also
okay.
a huge amount of female presenting characters.
Okay, yeah.
And in fact, I don't think there was any male presenting characters in this game.
Interesting.
And it's a really trippy world. It's described as American Gothic, but I don't know if Gothic, yes, but American, I don't really agree with because it doesn't really state any specific location.
Well, maybe it's sort of how Earthbound's inspired by America.
Yeah, I guess if I had to point this anywhere, it'd be more in the eastern mountain ranges of the states. Like,
okay.
I would say it's like an Appalachian sort of feeling
okay.
environment.
Okay.
Where you have your mountainous hills, you've got your forested areas, and Ada drew from a lot of... The music's hard to describe, but there was a lot of banjo involved. There was an amount of guitar involved, and it's all very sort of eerie.
That's interesting because I think it's quite synthy as well.
It
right?
is quite synthy. It's a very interesting blend.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
If that is kind of up your alley, you can actually get the album on Bandcamp, which I'm going to get. You can't get any physical copies. They're sold out.
Yeah.
But someday, I would like to get this. So it is, the graphics are quite cool. They're all pixel arted. There's 80 separate hand-drawn pixel art backgrounds. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the colors are very monochrome.
Yes.
But they did some really cool things with the visuals where if you leave a building or a dark area, it will take a moment for the graphics to adjust, almost like you're coming into a light area.
Okay.
So you can't see the grass right away, but it was very cool. And I'm like, are my eyes being messed up? No, this is just how it is every time you go into a sunnier area.
Oh, okay.
And the... it's a very disconcerting game. I kept thinking something was going to come out and attack or chase me.
Well, it's not really a... Is it? It's an RPG, but not...
It's not even an RPG. I would almost
you
compare
were
it...
You were saying walking sim, like a pixel walking sim?
Like a point-and-click puzzle walking sim.
Oh, okay.
But the atmosphere is just so weird.
Like it makes you feel like something's going to happen?
Yeah, and a couple things kind of did almost happen, but it's you're not in any real danger. It's almost like going through a haunted house.
Yeah, okay.
So the story follows Isabelle and Fallow and her sisters.
Okay.
And her sisters have all disappeared. And you don't know, you don't really find out what happened to them, but they all have their own issues, and they are a found family. They're not actually blood related.
Okay.
And you find out through bits and pieces that you all seem to have drifted to this homestead from this place just vaguely known as the city.
Okay.
So you don't really get a full solid backstory, but there is stuff that you do find out, like they lived on the streets, they just sort of wandered away, they will disappear on their own for days at a time, but you don't really find out what happened to them in the end.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
But yeah, the ending is kind of open to interpretation, I think.
Okay.
But I don't want to spoil too much. This game is well worth checking out. I have to go back and play it again because there's things that I missed.
Are there multiple endings?
There are multiple endings, and it is very easy to miss the other ending that I'm trying to aim for because you have to unlock a certain code to get it.
Okay.
And different parts of this code are scattered through this limited world, but it's, yeah, I'll get it. And there's not enough information out there for me to even look it up and be like, I'm just going to go and check it out on my own.
Yet. Yeah, well, it just came out, did it not?
It just came out.
Yeah.
I think the day you told me about it, I went and picked it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Once again, it just popped up and I was like, make it look like this.
Yes. There is a lot going on in the background of this world that I want to find out more about. It's almost like, I think this is the feeling you get when you describe Bloodborne or Dark Souls to me, where they don't just explicitly hand you the story.
Yeah.
There's things going on in this world that I want to find out what their, there's like a background religion to this that isn't your typical religion. Like they read from this thing called the Book of Marianne. I don't know who Marianne is, just that she's important in this world.
Yeah.
There's giant creatures that you come across, but they are living? Dead? We don't know.
Okay.
And I just want more. I want Ada Rook to come out with more of this story, actually.
Well, yeah, I was wondering if there's a potential for some kind of sequel or even, I guess, spinoff, spiritual successor, whatever.
100%. There are stories to be told in this. The game right now is $20 on itch.io and on Steam. But the demo is still out there to be played for free if you want to go and get a bit of a taste of this and just kind of experience a little bit of what I enjoyed. But I 100% want to support their work and see them do more.
Yeah.
And what have you been playing?
Okay. I played and beat Psychonauts. I'm not going to talk about Psychonauts this week because I want people to have the chance to also play and beat Psychonauts. I did speedrun this game a little bit. Like, I beat it in 2 days. Because I wanted to, and I wanted to make sure that nobody spoiled it for me. And nobody did. I was totally, it was perfect. It is out for Steam, PlayStation 4, and Xbox.
And PlayStation 5.
Yeah, well, and whatever.
Yeah.
We understand what I mean. But I don't want to talk about it this week just for the fact that it just came out, and I think lots of people have been waiting for it for a very long time. I ended up with 98 Psy levels out of 102.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I did mostly everything you can do in the game. I was shy a couple figments in some levels. I got all the emotional baggage. Like, I did, like, this is just to be like, yes, I didn't just like speed run the game and just get through it. I played the game extensively. Like, I redid most of the levels. I did the scavenger hunt. It's a fantastic game. I saw a really good review that was like, this is like if someone made a sequel to Psychonauts. And I was like, you know what? That is, yeah, that's the perfect review, because Psychonauts was a great game. But yeah, like I literally could talk about it forever because it was fantastic, but I want to give people a chance to play it. So I highly recommend you play it if you're interested in Psychonauts. I would also check out the first one. It still holds up. It's like, 15 years old. It's still really fun. Writing's very good.
I restarted it just so, as you were playing the second one, just so I could refresh myself, because there's a lot that I have forgotten.
Yeah, you don't remember much, which is, like, not me. I remember everything. I've played Psychonauts several times.
I played it through a couple times myself. It's just been a few years now. Okay. I still have your PlayStation 2 copy that you gave /
nobody wants to play. I would, don't play the PlayStation version, because there's like 30-second to a minute loading screens and they're painful. Play a version that's on a console, a newer console. That's my recommendation.
There's like next to no loading, which is amazing.
It's so good. It's so bad. I played that game several times on the PlayStation and it was painful.
I played it through cleanly, and then there's still cheat codes that you can use if you don't want to go through the tough challenge of everything.
The game is,
it lets you do it. Yeah, it's programmed for it.
Sure, but it also makes fun of you for doing it, does it not?
I love it because it will loudly declare, "You cheated." But you know what? It doesn't feel so bad when there's no achievements in the PlayStation 2.
I guess, sure, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't feel as guilty.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, I would say there is some trouble, or Psychonauts, the first one. I'm just saying, get good, Megan.
I'm playing it clean this time, and I'm doing just fine.
Okay, can't wait till the meat circus.
I'll be just fine.
Okay, I had a lot of fun time. It was very good, but I also played, like, 20 other, no. Me and my friends beat Borderlands 3. It was okay. The ending was, like, and by that I mean the ending. There's lots of things that I'm very confused about, and as someone who is actually, like, I'm interested in the Borderlands lore and story and whatever, I think it's fairly interesting. It is sort of about, like, colonization and capitalism, but obviously in space. We're getting there, though. But Borderlands 3, obviously, it, you know, takes place after the second one. And one thing that was told to me, and that I do feel, is that Handsome Jack from Borderlands 2 and etc., he was a very, very hard villain to live up to. And they, like, struck gold with him. And there was little to no way that they could make villains as interesting as him.
He was very charismatic, yes.
Yeah, well, very, and a legitimately actually interesting character. There, even, like, in the pre-sequel, they flesh him out even more, and it's fairly interesting. Even in, like, Tales of the Borderland, he makes sort of an appearance in a way. But because they've tried to keep him around so long, because he is a very interesting character and he's fun, despite being the villain. The ones in here, they're Tyrene and Troy. And I want to like, I don't like Troy because he's gross, and that's how I feel about that. I want to like Tyrene, but I hate their... Basically what they've done is they've done a YouTube-y social media thing, but they're extreme and they murder people and stuff and they live stream. And I want to like it, but at the same time, I feel that even though this game came out like 2 years ago, that it's dated. Like, that kind of reference is dated. Or in... I get how they utilize it within the game to be sort of like an evangelical kind of situation, like a cult-like situation. Which it very much is. But it just feels kind of like, I don't like to use this word often, but it does, it feels cringy. Like, it doesn't, it makes me go, oh, yeah.
They're a little heavy-handed with it?
They are definitely a little heavy, and I get it's a showmanship thing, but at the same time, I think I would like to know more about the characters themselves, rather than the showboating stuff that you see consistently, and you get a little bit of that, but there, like, I think, like, obviously I enjoy the gameplay quite a bit. Like, I like shooting stuff with stuff. I was playing Flack, who is the Beastmaster, and Flack gets a pet of some sort. There's three different options. One is a monkey with a gun, which I started off with, but the monkey, wasn't as good as, so I call him a dog. He's not a dog. They're called skags in it, but,
they're dog-like.
He's my dog. His name is Mr. Chew. And I really like the dog. And then there's a flying one. I think it's a rack is what they're called. I've never had that one out. I don't want it.
If you're doing well enough with the space dog, oh, then yeah. Why would you change?
Exactly, no. And, like, once again, this game is enjoyable enough that I will play it by myself. It's just sort of fun to, like, go around, shoot things, do quests. There's also an amount of, like, driving mechanics, driving, like, you find different vehicles. There's a fun vehicle that's just a wheel. That's probably my favorite one.
It's a unicycle of sorts?
Yeah, you go inside the wheel.
Oh!
It's just one wheel, yeah.
Oh, no.
You're inside the unicycle wheel. Yeah, like, I just think in general the story wasn't quite there. And who knows what reason this be. There are a lot of things like Randy Pitchford, who is... owns Gearbox or runs, I don't know. He is not a great person. He's pretty gross, in fact. He's the reason why Claptrap's voices change in 3. And 3 made me a little sad also because it made me dislike Claptrap slightly, and I really like Claptrap. But I was like, is this how people feel about him? They just find him annoyed. I was like, is this how people see Claptrap? Because I understand now. And it's just, like, they try to get someone who's very similar, but it's just, it's not the same. And you can tell. Even in the writing, it's just, like, there are things that are confusing. Things regarding Tanis, who is a character from the first Borderlands. Things regarding Lilith. I just thought that the way that certain things ended were just kind of weird and felt like they wanted to get rid of characters for some reason. And that they really like Tanis, who is a character that I grew to dislike as well, which, once again, kind of sucks.
That's unfortunate that they had such a good established lore in the first few games.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel it did crumble a little bit, and I don't know why. I don't know if they really... There are other parts, though, that I like. There are other characters that I like and sort of... But, like, the main storyline is just sort of, like, all right. It's there. The other game I was playing with friends was called Just Die Already, which is a game where you play as elderly people.
Geriatric.
I guess so, yeah. Like, it is by the creators of Goat Sim, so it's up in that wacky, wild... Yeehaw world, you know what I mean?
Where physics don't really matter?
Yeah, well, physics a little bit, like, they're... I won't lie to you, yeah. But what this one has, like, more of things you're supposed to do, right? Like, oh, where you like start quest. Off, yes, you're in, like, a retirement home or, like, a personal care home, and you have to escape from there. One thing about this game is that, I guess because you're old, your body breaks in, like, 2 seconds.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, you can roll around as, like, just sort of a chunk of meat at some points.
Oh, no.
Like,
this is a very dark-humored game.
Oh, absolutely, Megan. They make references to furries. It's actually really, like, yeah. It's your fursuits. There's a fursuit area. It's quite funny.
Adult humor.
Yeah, I guess so. You ride around. It's sort of a sandbox world where you can just sort of do stuff. It's kind of funny because there will be just other little random people around. Some of the people, and then there are some people who will just like automatically come try to beat you up, which is annoying. But then there's also just like people who will just walk by you and slap you.
That's so rude.
It is so rude.
This just sounds like Grand Theft Auto, but you know.
A little bit, like it's just a little wacky. Down. Like you can drive, like there's bicycles, there's scooters. It's not the best driving, like it's awful. But there's, you know, things like different kinds. There's a plunger gun, there's a squid gun. One gun that I found that was really funny and made me just like laugh so hard was there's a balloon gun. And basically, I was attaching it to my friends and just watching them float up to the sky.
That's what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Because I was watching you play this. Yeah. And
I was just laughing so hard because I was just sending them to their death. And they couldn't do anything. Like, I'm not sure how to do that. But as soon as they did it to me, I was like, oh, I see. This is the worst thing I've ever done to anyone.
You can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Yeah. But it's sort of like there's things to do. There's puzzles. You have a bucket list. You know, there's things like you got to get eaten by sharks. It's just sort of a funny game. Like, it's just there's things that happen that are wacky wild. It's not serious in any way. It's just like, you know, you slap your friend with a frying pan and watch them go flying.
Slapstick sort of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like, your head can come off and you can just keep walking around like that for a little bit. Like, obviously, you can respawn your body and then go back to full body.
This just reminded me of Crash Test Dummies.
A little bit, because legitimately aspects of the game where you have to get through certain doors by blowing off only certain parts of your body. So, like, maybe you might get through a place with no legs, but only no legs. So, if you have your arm off, it won't let you in. So it's and obviously, like, given the nature of this game, it is a little difficult to just cut off one thing or, you know, like, a thing that you, a little, it's messy, but it's fun. It's just a little bit wacky, fun, not serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess last game, because I did play one more game that you recommended to me.
It's free.
And it's free, and it's on itch.io.
I think it's pretty good for a free little game.
It is Hamburger and Frights.
Burger and Frights.
Burger and Frights.
No, yeah, don't.
Sorry, I wanted to call it by its full title.
No, Hamburger was his dad.
It's a short browser game by creator Donitz, Donitz, and it's PlayStation 1 graphics.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, so you are on a bike, and you have to get home. It is getting late.
You got a burger.
You got a
burger, and you're going to go ride a bike.
At night.
Late at night, also.
And
on, a road in the forest area. Rural. It feels rural.
Very highly rural area.
Yeah.
And you happen to go past a car and a fellow cyclist.
Well,
and nothing happens that time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. It's a neat little looping game.
It is. And things just get more and more warped and twisted as you go along. I don't want to spoil it. It is well worth checking out for yourself. It is free.
Yeah, it's fair. Well, it was like, it's fairly cheap. Yeah. By cheap is free.
Have a functioning computer.
Yeah, it is. I think, like, it's once again, it's a simple little game, but it has, like, really good, solid scares, I feel.
There was a couple times that it almost got me, but I think I'm actually getting better at the horror games.
Yeah.
Slightly. So, yeah, go and check out Burger and Frights on itch.io.
Yeah.
It's cheap as free.
Yeah, cheap as free.
And that's pretty much everything we got. I'm going to go and keep playing some Psychonauts before I borrow Psychonauts 2 from you.
Yep.
And keep changing.
Bye.
Thank you.